The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On the day of his two-year anniversary working with the city, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Terrace, Chris Boland, talked with CFNR about his 2022 in review.
I'll just start by asking how your 2022 was.
2022 was really challenging on a few fronts. Our staff capacity is really limited. Recruitment and retention of staff has been a challenge. Also, the supply chain with the pandemic and everything that's going on globally right now has further compounded those issues. And then we've just got a lot of economic activity going on in the region right now with, you know, the LNG Canada project and Coastal Gas Link, and there's some pretty big projects happening up north in the Golden Triangle region, which a lot of services are provided out of Terrace to those mining projects. You know, there's businesses that are struggling to recruit and retain staff. I think that's a province-wide issue at the very least. It feels like it's kind of exponentially worse here with the all of the economic activity going on. You know, you can see it all around town. There's help wanted signs up everywhere, and restaurants and coffee shops, for example, adjusting their opening hours. And it's not lost on me that that's obviously an impact to that business. But, you know, sometimes with municipal services, we don't have that same flexibility when it comes to drinking water and sewage treatment. It's not one of those things where you can just tell everyone to hold it for a few days.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before we turn the sewage treatment plant back on. So yeah, it's those challenges are kind of feel like they're at a different level sometimes with the types of services we provide in local government.
What has been your favorite project to see come through the city in 2022?
This is a tricky question, and I think I'm not sure favorite project is the right words for this, but my answer to this question, I think, comes more from something really impactful. It would have been in March, Mayor LeClaire and Councillor Buitash and I took a trip to Victoria at the end of March to meet with the Attorney General, the Minister of Public Safety, the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, and the Minister of Municipal Affairs to discuss a variety of the social and issues and public safety issues that we're seeing, particularly in the downtown core of Terrace. This is a kind of a realm which is tricky because the community often brings their frustrations to council on these matters that in a lot of cases are not really council's jurisdiction in terms of what we collect property tax for. It's more, you know, mental health and addictions are really provincial jurisdiction. Healthcare is provincial jurisdiction. But again, I think the city is kind of, like it or not, on the front lines of dealing with some of those issues and dealing with the frustrations of the community that come with those issues. So this is where council has an opportunity to do advocacy work.
Is there any moment from a council meeting that really sticks out?
Yeah, a few of them, and I'm going to pick a really positive one here. It goes back to our March 14th regular council meeting. We had Sukhjinder Singh and Simran Mann present a delegation to council to introduce the game of cricket to the city of Terrace. And they were requesting that the city consider installing a cricket pitch. And I think everybody in the room was just blown away by the level of excitement and enthusiasm that these two gentlemen brought to council to really pump up the game of cricket. It was super cool to see everybody. There was a smile on everyone's face. They actually gave, at the end of that delegation, they gave an official cricket ball to the mayor. And to this day, that cricket ball sits at the mayor's place at the council table. So it's kind of a nice reminder of that really positive energy that they brought into council chambers. So we haven't resolved that issue yet, but it's definitely still on the radar, and I look forward to anything that we can do to support that level of enthusiasm for the community.
So what are some of the things you look forward to in 2023?
Well, you know, we've just come out of a municipal election. We've got three new faces at the council table now. We've been really busy this past 6 weeks or so doing orientation for the new council, getting them up to speed. We've got a little bit more of that actually happening today. And then we get into, we've definitely got more training coming for them in the new year around kind of just council orientation and getting them up to speed in their role, getting their legs under them, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But we head into strategic planning in January, and that's exciting, I think, because it really sets the tone for staff in terms of priorities and council's focus for this four-year council term. So I think we've got a really strong strategic plan in place from the previous council, kind of the 2019 to 2022 strategic plan. I think there's a lot of good initiatives still in that plan that I think will probably find their way into this plan. So I don't think strategic planning is going to be like a paradigm shift in the way we're doing business or the way we're focusing. At least I don't expect it to be with this council. But I'm really looking forward to getting that direction set with council and then kind of getting down to business for their term.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.